two former Barclays traders have been acquitted of manipulating the LIBOR interest rate benchmark. It was the second trial for Greek national Stylianos Kontogoulos and American Ryan Reich. The jury couldn't reach a verdict the first time, although three colleagues were convicted and another pleaded guilty. It's the latest development in a global investigation that has cost firms about $9 billion in fines. To talk about the investigation and the latest verdict, we have Cornelius Hurley, professor at Boston University Law School. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us a sense of what went into this trial, if you would? First of all, what was the case against these two men?
Well, quite simply, it was a case of manipulating LIBOR. And if anybody's interested in learning more about this, there's a new book that just came out by David Enrich called The Spider Network. And he gives all the gory details of it. Basically, what it is an old-fashioned case of information asymmetry, where one side of the trading floor knew what the rates were going to be for LIBOR, and the rest of the market did not. The critical difference here is the information asymmetry is what we would today call fake news, because it wasn't just asymmetric, it was created. Now, if you happen to be those poor fellows who were indicted and sent to prison, or the one who pled guilty, they have to be feeling pretty badly for themselves, because the one thing that was missing in your setup piece, saying that Barclays and these other firms had paid billions of dollars, that's absolutely true. What you left out was, however, that they had pled guilty to a felony. Can I say that again? The institutions themselves pled guilty to a penalty. A felony. That's big-time bad news, or used to be, for a bank. But in May of 2015, when these guilty pleas were handed down, relatively nothing happened. Most people have even forgotten it. Why? Because the regulators and others put foam on the runway to help them get by this what was normally anticipated to be a tumultuous event whenever a financial institution pled guilty to a felony.
How was it that these two individuals were not convicted, given that overhang of their company having pleaded guilty to a felony?
Well, it was a case of conspiracy, and Tom Hayes and others, as you point out, have apparently the UK government was just not able to prove conspiracy, or alternatively, they believed the argument that the conspiracy, if it did exist, was sanctioned by their superiors.
So how much of a setback do you see this verdict as being for prosecutors?
Well, let's give a short little history here. We all know the name Sally Yates now.
The former acting attorney general.
The former acting attorney general. Before she was famous for being fired by Trump, she was famous for something called the Yates Memorandum, which basically said that in the context of fining or enforcing laws against large organizations, they're going to look first to see whether there are culpable individuals at the senior levels of those organizations. That was new policy when it was articulated by Sally Yates about 2 years ago. You mentioned Jeff Sessions just a few moments ago. We wonder whether of the many policies that he is repealing under the Obama administration, the Yates Memorandum and the policy that goes with it is one of them. So the answer, that's a long-winded answer to your question, is we shall see.
What are you looking for next in LIBOR? What's sort of the next, and what perhaps may give us a clue as to the answer to that last question you posed about how the Sessions Justice Department will handle things?
Well, it seems that LIBOR, since it was revised, and now is Thomson Reuters is involved in it, and it's somewhat different. These events, by the way, took place, some of them, before the financial crisis. So far as I'm aware, and I'm not in the market every day, but so far as I'm aware, LIBOR is functioning today. Here's the rub. And this is probably a story for tomorrow.
We only have about 30 seconds, so let's...
30 seconds. The Trump administration has signaled that it wants to go back to the Glass-Steagall era. Okay? Where does LIBOR, as a traditional banking activity, fit in the context of dividing banking from non-banking activities, as the administration apparently wants to do?
Well, I want to thank our guest talking about this, the verdict yesterday, or the verdict today, of two former Barclays traders acquitted of manipulating the LIBOR interest rate benchmark. That was Cornelius Hurley, a professor at Boston University Law School. Thank you so much for joining us on Bloomberg Law.